Famous last words. That's a lot more than just the same. People collect and study the last words of notable people. Here, if you caught my attention, because as you know, I am a quoteaholic. There was blues singer Bessie Smith who said, "I'm going, but I'm going in the name of the Lord." Leonardo da Vinci was, I guess, overly modest by saying, "I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have." Yeah, talking about being tough on yourself. Legendary drummer Buddy Rich died after surgery back in 1987. As he was being prepped for surgery, a nurse asked him, "Is there anything you can't take?" Rich's reply, "Yeah, country music." Last words of Benjamin Franklin, "A dying man could do nothing easy." Michael Landon, who died of cancer in 91, had his family gathered around his bed. His son said it was time to move on. Landon said, "You're right. It's time. I love you all." There was Alfred Hitchcock, who said, "One never knows the ending. One has to die to know exactly what happens after death, although Catholics have their hopes." Most of the time, last words, as you heard, are brief, but that's not always the case. Take 2 Timothy in the New Testament of the Bible. Those are believed to be the last, at least known, words of the Apostle Paul, who knew that his death was drawing near very quickly. While 2 Timothy is Paul leaving instructions and encouragement to Timothy, the lessons this book of the Bible holds really benefit everyone who reads and lives them. For example, Paul brings encouragement very quickly in chapter 1, verse 7, when he wrote, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Paul instructs us in verse 13 how we should only obey what is sound and true, saying, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." When we turn to chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, Paul reminds us that even though we do what is good, we will not be immune from evil around us. Verse 3 reads, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." You know, if you're a sports fan, in verse 5, Paul even offers a sports analogy, which turns out to be a life lesson. "And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules." Verse 10 has Paul giving a reminder of what sacrifice can accomplish. "Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Verses 22 through 26 offers a reminder of how character always counts. "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." The words of Paul from so far back and yesterday still remain strong today, especially chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." Then in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, Paul brings things to a close with this in verses 17 and 18. "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." It's far better than any present-day life coach can offer, isn't it?